Minister Gonzalez said the media release about booster shots for healthcare workers is as a result of a mistranscribed note following the last cabinet meeting. Minister Gonzalez is, however, encouraging Vincentians to take the booster shot to ensure the continued protection of the entire population.
I want to mention something. Purporting to state that the ministry did booster shots for healthcare workers, or words to that effect. I want to indicate to the public unequivocally that this is not the case. There appears to have been a mistranscribed note from the cabinet when we were discussing the easing of restriction, and it appears that there was a mistranscription that was sent to the permanent secretary, who then faithfully relayed that erroneous record of the cabinet minutes to the healthcare workers, and then it was subsequently reported. But that is not the case. The minutes of that cabinet meeting will only be reviewed tomorrow in cabinet, so we didn't catch it. It went out. But all of us were busy texting one another last night saying, which mandate is this? Who said that? I don't recall that. And the fact of the matter is that it did not occur. We do strongly, strongly urge all Vincentians, and particularly healthcare workers and frontline workers, to take the booster. But it is that urging is not in the form of a mandate. It is simply something that we would hope that people do for their own safety and for the safety of the people that they serve.
Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Camilo Gonzalez. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Dominica since the outbreak now stands at 14,852. And in Grenada, the total number of deaths recorded from COVID-19 is 234. Internationally, molnupiravir, an oral antiviral pill authorized to treat COVID-19, has been available in the United States and other countries since December 2021. Antivirals can reduce the severity of SARS-CoV-2 infection and reduce fatalities among people who are vulnerable to more severe COVID-19. New animal research suggests that molnupiravir might work better for the male sex with Omicron infections. Meanwhile, a new study seeks to advance the understanding of long COVID. It finds that long COVID can be divided into three types of conditions, depending on the type of symptoms experienced. The authors of the study also found links between COVID-19 variants, symptoms, and long COVID's duration. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.